Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, did you ever consider becoming an astronaut?
Oh yes, Jim. I'm a fearless flyer.
Okay, Patrick, yesterday was really great with Stephen Routledge and Nicholas Nygaards and their new music picks.
Lots of great. We had a world premiere. Musical premiere.
But let's keep the party going. We are going to do four calls today.
Bam!
All right?
Yep, boom. I'm ready.
This is like lightning round, all right? So this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And once a month, we like to focus on new music from the previous month, and we make into a whole, in this case, week-long series. Listeners join in, and they make their picks, and we're going to kick this one off with a familiar voice.
Hey there, Jim and Patrick and Matthew, Mary, Sam, and Sammy. This is Kurt Gallagher checking in with some new music picks for July of 2020. I have two picks today. My first pick is Paul Weller's new album, On Sunset. I've been a Paul Weller fan my whole life, listened to The Jam when I was in high school and liked the Style Council when I was in college, and then I've been following his solo career ever since. I'm a big fan of the early six or seven albums with Steve White on drums. Steve White and Paul Weller went separate ways in 2005 after the album As Is Now, and I've really missed Whitey in the meantime. I mean, Weller's always good. I always like Weller's albums, but I miss the drumming of Steve White. And what I'm leading up to is that this is my favorite album that Weller has made since 2005. I've liked all of his albums, but this is by far my favorite since then. It's got a really cool 70s radio vibe to it. It's a really good summer sounding album, and it's what I've been listening to the most this summer. Some tracks to look for. The title track, On Sunset, is really good. It starts out with a guitar, an acoustic guitar figure that reminds me of My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, which is no accident. Weller loves the Beatles, and he's been paying tribute to the Beatles his whole life. I would skip the first track. If you're new to Weller and you're not committed to listening to the whole thing, the first track is kind of challenging, and it has a little sound collage stuff in the middle, which I like, but it's a challenging track, and the album starts to hit its stride on the second track. So skip ahead to the second track if you're just checking out the album, if you're a casual fan. The second song is called Baptiste, and it's a really good track. There's a song on there called More that I really like a lot. There's some great soloing towards the end, and I really like the lyrics and the groove. Check out the song More. At the end of the vinyl, there's a song called Rockets, and I've listened to it a bunch of times, and I'm convinced that it's Paul Weller's tribute to David Bowie. Definitely check out the song Rockets. It's a really beautiful way to end the album. That's the last track on the vinyl, but on the streaming version of the album, there's some bonus tracks that come after Rockets. But like I said, it's one of my favorite Weller albums in a long time. I've been listening to it a lot, and I can swear by it. The other album I want to talk about is called Tailwinds by a band called Fearless Flyers. They are part of the Wolfpack universe of studio musicians that met in college in Michigan and then moved to Brooklyn, New York, to set up camp. Wolfpack is famous on YouTube, and they're also famous for scamming Spotify by putting out a silent album and asking their fans to stream it while they were sleeping at night. And they made so much money, they did a whole tour without charging anything for the tickets. So they're kind of famous for that, and they've been big on YouTube. And Fearless Flyers sort of spun off of Wolfpack, and they're also huge on YouTube. Their new album, they've added three saxophone players, and the bass player, Joe Dart, is in both Fearless Flyers and Wolfpack, and he's just amazing. So listen for Joe Dart's epic bass solos and massive groove that he lays down on every song. Also in Fearless Flyers is the drummer, Nate Smith, and he's just totally amazing. So listen for Nate Smith's drumming, and also the two guitar players are great. Tracks to look for on Tailwinds by Fearless Flyers, the opening track, Nate Smith is the Ace of Aces, features his amazing drumming. There's a song on there called Ambush that sounds like an updated version of Black Sabbath. It's a really heavy guitar sound with some amazing drumming. And if you want to hear the saxophone show off a little bit, check out the song called The Birdwatcher. or they're a cover of Benny and the Jets. So those are my two picks for July 2020, Tailwinds by Fearless Flyers and On Sunset by Paul Weller. Thanks for all that you do, Jim and Patrick. I listen every day, and thanks again to the interns, and I'll see you all at the Hoot. Okay, take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. And he mentioned the Hoot. That's the Friday Night Hoot Nanny. We encourage people to come on and listen to people playing live music, including Kurt Gallagher, an amazing guitarist, right?
Amazing. I mean, yes. Talking about really great human beings, Kurt Gallagher right there. Playing music to the youngsters and spreading the gospel, and also does a great Little Feat cover just because he feels like it.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play anything, and sounds like he was on the Weller bandwagon as well this month.
Yes, absolutely. So we already played some of that yesterday. So yeah. I think you heard a lot there from Kurt. He probably said it better than we could. So I want to move on to the next band. But before I do, I just want to say, if anyone would like to come on the Friday Night Hoot Nanny, we do it on Zoom and people play live music. And it's really a lot of fun. You can sign up for our newsletter and you can get the link there. Go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, sign up for the newsletter, or just follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Well, really, it's the Facebook and the Twitter where you're going to get the information on the Hoot Nanny. But all those are at Suburbs Pod, and we send that out every Friday. And this Friday, which is not the Friday that you'll be hearing this, that would be last Friday, but time has no meaning now. Anyway, Kurt and I are doing a song.
I'm not getting in the time machine, yes. Brother.
Kurt and I are doing a song together.
All right.
Yes. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Like both playing guitar at the same time. It's going to be really cool. All right. We'll see how
I may debut a new wig. You never know.
Yes, the wigs have become a favorite of the wigs and costumes and wardrobe changes. There's all kinds of stuff going on in your basement. None of that stuff happening over here. But anyway.
Hey, it's a real show, Jim.
It is a show.
It's not just a concert
where
I stand up and stroke my chin, man. I change costumes. I push merchandise. I play. I'm trying to do everything to entertain the people.
You're like Cher over there.
That's right.
In the basement. So that's
exactly
good.
What I am.
Okay. So, we mentioned the Paul Weller. People check that out. That album is called On Sunset. And definitely, Kurt said the best one since, I think he said 2005 or something like that.
Yeah.
So Kurt knows his stuff. And so listen to him. Now, the other band he talked about was the Fearless Flyers, and the song I was intrigued by, I don't know if any caught your attention there.
Benny and the Jets?
Maybe another time. I wanted to hear the one that sounds like Sabbath, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
It's called Ambush. Here we go. Okay, there you go. The whole thing is only like a minute long. So,
yeah, definitely just a little riff for those guys who are super talented. I mean, they're all amazing musicians, and they never drop notes. And it's a really, really interesting thing. If you guys haven't checked out Vulfpeck, it's Vulpeck, and in some ways they're kind of a collective, modeled after some of the famous studio bands of yesteryear, but also with a whiff of progressive rock to them, and sometimes they smell a little like Primus to me. But hey, that's fine. I like Primus. I've seen Primus, and I think it's a really cool band. And if you got the cojones to cover Benny and the Jets, you're all right. All right with me.
So this is an offshoot called the Fearless Flyers. So check that out. Okay, let's move on to the next call.
Hello, and greetings to, in order of amount of work done for the Rock in the Suburbs community, the interns, my fellow listeners, Shadow, and Jim and Patrick. This is Scott calling from the land of the big chicken, Marietta, Georgia, with a musical recommendation that you won't want to miss. The record is the self-titled new release from Kelly Ketla, out July 3rd on Ahead of Our Time Records. According to their Bandcamp page, Kelly Ketla is an expansive collaborative project reaching outward from Johannesburg to London, Lagos, Los Angeles, and West Papua. The group consists of the electronic duo from England called Cold Cut and a slew of South African musicians, including Sibusela Zaba and rapper Eugen Blackrock, as well as Afrobeat pioneers the late Tony Allen and Dele Sosime. The Watts Prophets from LA and Antibalas from New York, among many, many others. In the Sepedi language, the name Keliketla means response, as in call and response, a title which speaks to the project's aim, which is to build out a shared musical ground traced across different recording sessions continents apart. Music and politics is a recurring theme on the record, most notably on the first song, Future Toyi Toyi. Things can get a bit heavy on this record, but they never stray far from funky either. These songs run the gamut from soulful vocal harmonies to Pink Floyd-esque saxophone grooves. AllMusic.com said, quote, Keliketla is a powerful combination of activism and musical exploration, bonding the sounds of several locations and eras in order to express messages of joy, optimism, and revolution, unquote. And that's perfect summation. The electronic music of Cold Cut and all of the various musical styles from the African diaspora that they tap into, they all work seamlessly to create something that sits outside of any of their respective original bailiwicks. I think this is a record that you'll be able to return to again and again, so I highly recommend the self-titled new record from Keliketla. Thank you, guys. Keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, what did you think of that?
Well, first of all, who left that call?
Oh, his name is Scott Johnson.
Scott Johnson. First of all, I want to say to Scott Johnson, if you're going to start using sources on our podcast, you know, quoting things, directly quoting things, that's taking it to a different level, buddy. I don't know if our lawyers will allow that. But anyway, fantastic call. Loved it, Jim, that he quoted and weaved all that stuff in there. And he had me at Lagos, Nigeria. So I loved it. I thought all of it was fantastic. Yeah, it was great. Great to hear from Scott, man. Scratched all the particular itches I have. And I'm going to listen to it. That's one of those records that you read about and you're like, oh, I got to listen to that. And you kind of forget about it. And I just never got around to hearing it. But man, it's really living up to the expectations I had for it. So great.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. So I think Scott Johnson is a first-time caller, I think, for us.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, thank you, Scott Johnson. He said he was somewhere around in Georgia.
Yeah.
So I hope you're doing well. Yep.
And I got to tell you, before we started this podcast, African music, Afrobeat, stuff like that was not something I knew a whole lot about. And you have turned me on to a lot of this kind of music, and I really can't get enough of it. I really love it.
I know. And yeah, so that's great to hear.
I appreciate it when people, when the listeners also appreciate that and then send us on, you know, other stuff that we should listen to. So that's great.
Totally.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Don't be a stranger.
Nope.
Now we have another Scott who has called in.
Hello, interns. This is Scott from the suburbs of South Kansas City. I'd like to call in with a couple of albums or artists that really interested me this last month. First is Calling All Astronauts. I guess technically the album dropped in June, but I don't think it dropped here until July. They're a punk band out of Great Britain. They have a great Twitter feed. They're great to follow on Twitter. On Spotify, they have a nice playlist called 1,000 Tunes You Should Listen To While in COVID-19 Lockdown. I highly recommend them. The latest album is called #Resist, and I really love the opening track, The Holy Trinity. Another one that just dropped last week, I believe, is Idols, another Brit punk band. Both these bands are very active politically. A lot of like the Clash, Dead Kennedys, and with their awareness of what's going on. With Idols, they just released a single, a track on the single, Grounds. Actually, they released an EP, but I really like the track Grounds. And finally, I'd like to mention this person. I just discovered him. I'm trying to figure out. I think he's Southern, maybe South Dakota. His name is Elvis something. He has a song called Hound Dog. The guy enunciates horribly, and I can't really sort out all the lyrics, like, never caught a rabbi, and cracking all the time. He just doesn't enunciate well, and I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere. Maybe a couple one-hit wonders, but he is entertaining. Again, his name is Elvis something. Thanks for the great show, and I guess thanks to Jim and Patrick as well, the talking heads on the show that we all know the interns make it go. And again, listen every day, just not necessarily in order. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
I smell a coup in the works, man. The interns are going to overthrow us, Jim.
I know. If only he knew how true that statement is.
We're powerless to do anything about it,
too. I know. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the little comedy routine there in there also.
That was so great. That was
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Scott from South Kansas City, he says, Calling All Astronauts. Do you know this band?
I do not, Jim. Can I ask you one quick question before that, and I'm eager to hear this. Talk to me about Kansas City. It spreads across two states, right?
Well, why are you asking me this instead of Mike Snyder? He's the expert on all things.
Oh, Kansas. Well, he's not here.
Okay. Well, yeah, but there's Kansas City, Missouri, which right. is the, you know, the big, that's the city. That's the main city.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
Which is its own city, but right across mm-hmm. the river, right? They're not
Got
like,
it.
Yeah. So,
so Scott didn't say which.
No, he just said south suburbs city. Of Kansas City.
Got it. Okay.
I'm going to guess that's Missouri, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
All right. So where were we here? Oh, yes, Calling All Astronauts.
Yep.
Here we go. All right, there you go. I was not familiar at all with Calling All Astronauts. I didn't know what to expect. That kind of, does that kind of sound like those like new metal bands, that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit, but it definitely had a pop sensibility, and also the sound effects that kind of, you know, those bubble like came in, that was kind of cool too. Not familiar with that band. I mean, from the description, anybody that's writing political lyrics in this day and age, more power to you. And it sounded cool to me. I'd love to explore it a little more. Complex.
Yes, yes. Okay. The other band he mentioned is Idols. I think we're familiar with Idols, right?
Yeah.
So there's a new single called Ground.
You will not catch me staring at the sun, not sucking on a dum dum, not turning round to run. No hallelujahs and no kingdom comes. So you will not catch me staring at the sun. Do you hear that front door? That's the sound of strength in numbers. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. I smell the blood of a million sons. A million daughters from 100,000 guns. Not taught by our teachers on our curriculum. Do you hear that thunder? That's the sound of strength in numbers. A single thing has ever been mended by you standing there and saying you're offended. Go ahead.
All right, there you go. Idols.
Idols. Yeah, what do you think of them, Jim?
I like that a lot. It's not something that you like immediately when you listen to, you're like, I mean, it does grab you, but it's like, what it does is it makes you say, like, I want to listen to this a few more times to really get it, right? But you can tell there's something really going on there, and it's interesting.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, like Death Grips, which is a band that uses space and kind of balled up noise in the same way, right? And different instruments and provocative lyrics. Yeah, I like that stuff. Again, anybody that's trying to wake us up and, you know, make us think about what the hell's happening and not be anesthetized by the internet and social media and TV and all that stuff. That's good. You know, more power to you.
Absolutely.
And great picks. Really good. And Elvis something. I couldn't find Elvis something on the internet, but I'm sure that's a good artist too.
That's right. Okay. All right. One last call for today. This is a band you are familiar with, Patrick, because I pre-screen these calls. Matt does them first, intern Matt, and then I do. Here, let's go.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns and faithful listeners. This is Jesse from San Antonio. I was giving you a call regarding my July new music pick. So my new music for July is a band called Illuminati Hari with their album called 3IH. This is not the one you've been waiting for. I got turned on to this band fairly recently when I discovered the lead single, Will I Get Canceled If I Write a Song Called If You Were a Man, You'd Be So Canceled. It's a title that doesn't catch your attention. The chunky or chubby guitar riffs may keep you intrigued, not to mention other instances of electronic, meaning experimental. The lead single, along with Frequent Letdown, are the first of many highlights of this album, which beginning to end is under 25 minutes. You find yourself with a little bit of time, give it a listen. All right. Y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. I love it. It's awesome. Have a good one.
All right. There you go. Illuminati Hotties. You just talked about that.
right on the button. And great to hear that Jesse confirmed the fact that I'm not crazy and it's really good.
It is really good.
And, you know, he said something interesting. I know when I talked about this band for my new music pick, I was like, he can play it two or three times in a row. But what he said was great. Like, if you have 20 minutes, why not, you know, at least play the first half of it and see if you like it. I mean, it doesn't take that long.
That's right. The thing I like about it too is it's kind of scattered. It's just sort of, it doesn't feel like an album that I mean this in a good way, that they put a lot of thought into like sort of how it's put together or sequenced or anything. It's just sort of like throw it out there, put a bunch of music out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Jackson Pollock of a record.
That's right. And, there you go.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it.
Okay, so we'll do the play out with that. We'll
perfect.
We'll hitch up with a little more Illuminati hotties. And tomorrow we have more, even more, Patrick.
More, just more jam.
New music picks. I think people are, you know, home and they're just listening to a lot of music and they, you know, they want to share it, right? So this is a great time for recorded music. Unfortunately, not for live music, but.
Right, but there's something to be said for that, and you know we're all taking a pause for that, and I'm sure we'll come back and appreciate it even more when it does return. Yeah,
it's gonna be really interesting to look back at this year.
that
is for sure. All right, so this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan,
and I'm Patrick Foster,
and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And here is "Frequent Letdown," which I'm sure many of our listeners feel, by Illuminati Hotties. As I said, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm always letting everyone down. I'm always letting everyone know I'm down. I'm always letting everyone down. I'm always letting everyone know I'm down. 1, 2, 3, go. I am no CEO. I'm not professional. I'm no bright Edison. Don't know a thing about modern medicine.
Whoops. Okay, there we go. Ah, hang on. What have I done? We need a producer. We need a new producer. Okay, anyway.